Welcome to this meditation on self-compassion. Establish your body in a position that's conducive to meditation. Settle into the posture of your choice and feel the supports beneath you. As much as possible, allow the attention to descend into the somatic field and experience directly the sensations of being supported. And now, straighten the back and elongate the spine upwards. Feel the uprightness all the way to the tip of the crown of your head. Then, while maintaining this uprightness as well as this groundedness, allow the body to relax. Allow the muscles to settle. Allow tension to dissolve. And then gradually and gently settle into the process of breathing meditation. With a very gentle and relaxed attention, allow the mind to be with the sensations of the breath as you inhale and then as you exhale. And let's continue this process of breathing meditation for several minutes. As your mind becomes distracted by thoughts, by noises, or by anything that captures the attention, do not regard that as a problem. Simply acknowledge that your mind has wandered, release the attachment, and relax back into the breathing process. Sharon Salzberg sometimes says that the real practice is not what we do when we're following the breath. The real practice is what we do when we become distracted. So with an attitude of gentleness and compassion, steer your mind back to the breathing process. Now, as we have done in the previous two meditations, I invite you to bring to mind either a loved one or a mentor, but bring to mind someone that is easy for you to feel affection for. Bring this person to mind and imagine that you are in his or her presence. And notice how it affects your body and your mind, your emotional state, as you imagine this person. Now imagine or remember a time when this person was undergoing some difficulty, some stress, some suffering, perhaps. So hold this person in mind. With an awareness that somehow this person is having some difficulty in his or her life. And then being moved by this awareness, extend compassion to this individual. Allow your compassion to flow from your heart to this individual and reside in your mind. May you be happy. May you be free of this suffering. May you be happy. May you be free of this suffering. And imagine that your compassion has reached this person and is somehow affecting them, influencing them, bringing relief, comfort. And now drop this reflection, drop the imagery, and simply come back to the body and the breathing body. Feel your body as it inhales and then as it exhales. Now reflect on your own life. Consider your life and bring to mind a situation or something, an aspect of life that is somehow difficult for you in your life currently. Just as you are able to attend in a compassionate manner to the difficulty of a loved one, attend to your own difficulty in the same attentive way. Reflect on this difficulty. What is it? What is it? and consider how it affects you. Physically, emotionally, any other way that comes to mind. What is this difficulty and how does it affect you? And when you let go of all the interpretations and the storylines, etc., what is the emotional core of this suffering, of this difficulty? What is the emotional core of this suffering or difficulty? And now consider that this difficulty, this stress, this suffering is something that at a very core level, many others also experience. So reflect on the fact that this suffering, this difficulty that you experience is shared with countless others. You're not alone in this. There are countless others who would say, yeah, I recognize that about your own situation. So in your mind's eye, hold all of these countless others in your awareness. These others who you are connected to. And open your heart and extend compassion to yourself and these countless others. Just as you would to a friend or a loved one or a mentor. Allow your compassion to extend to yourself and these countless others. And recite in your mind. May each of us be happy. May each of us be free of this suffering. May each of us be happy. May each of us be free from suffering. Allow the compassion to overflow from your heart. And imagine that it soothes the suffering of yourself and these countless others. And recite in your mind once more, may each of us be happy. May each of us be free from this suffering. and imagine that it is so. Imagine that your compassion is alleviated, at least partially, the difficulty experienced by yourself and others. Imagine that this compassion brings comfort and relief. And one final time, recite, "May each of us be happy." May each of us be free from suffering. And now drop any reflections and any imagery. Allow your awareness to return to your body as it breathes. Be with the sensations of the breath as you inhale and as you exhale. Gently be aware of any effects of this practice on your body, on your mind, on your emotional states. And let's close this meditation with a dedication. May this practice contribute to my own happiness and well-being. May this practice contribute to the happiness and well-being of my friends, my family, and others in my community. May the effects of this practice spill over into my life. May I be a friend to myself, just as I am a friend to others.